You're tuned in to the Grace Curley Show podcast. Listen to Grace live daily before Howie's show. For station and time, go to gracecurlyshow.com. Enjoy.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, New England. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. 1 hour left on this chilly snow day. I hope everybody's enjoying it. We have a lot to get to. I was just watching a little bit of the press briefing with Jen Psaki. I didn't hear any circle backs, but I heard a lot. You know, I think the mainstream media was told by the powers that be that they're being a little too hard on Jen. You know, some of those questions asking, you know, legit questions about the coronavirus, the lockdowns, economic plans, they were a bridge too far. And so they were probably told today, if they weren't going to give pre-screened questions, then they got to give out some whoppers and really lay it on thick with some softballs. And what better way to throw out a softball than to remind everyone that all Trump supporters and Trump and anyone who disagree with the beautiful people in the press room are insurrectionists and violent and mob people, and, you know, just that's what they do. So listen to this A-plus question from a hack reporter.
I'm going to ask a question on impeachment. The impeachment managers have now laid out their case. Trump's team is leaving open the door, it seems, to arguing election fraud in the trial, to repeating the false claims that somehow Trump won the election, those same false claims that fueled the riot. Is this administration concerned that the former president's defense could incite further violence?
Just because you say something doesn't make it so. In that one sentence, she said, repeating the false claims. And let me remind you, the reason the claims are false is because people like that woman, Lord knows who she is, have debunked these claims. And I want to tell you how they debunked these claims. By never looking into them. It's amazing what you can debunk when you do not do journalism in any form. What kind of question is that? Are you afraid that, you know, you guys are putting Trump on trial and he's going to defend himself? Are you afraid by defending himself, he might start another riot? Give me a break. These people are so pathetic. Anytime in the next 4 years, you start to feel bad for the press because they're complaining that they don't get any questions, or that, you know, Jen Psaki wants to pre-screen the questions, or Joe Biden never comes out of his basement, they can never get a hold of him. Remind yourselves, these people are the worst. That's the kind of questions they're asking. They can't quit Trump, and that is why they want this impeachment. So for the next 100 days, they can ask moronic questions like that. It's not even a question. It's just a statement that she made. You know, he made false claims, and they're false, and we know they're false because they've been debunked, and they're debunked, and so therefore, ergo, they are false. Do you have anything to say about that? These people are rank amateurs. That's the best you can do. I hope Jen Psaki got that question before the White House press briefing, because she might not know how to answer it. God forbid. Did she answer it? Oh, let's hear this.
Well, certainly watching reactions in the country, watching the potential for violence is something that we will do closely from the White House. Across the country, no matter what prompts it. And that's something we will certainly keep an eye on. You know, I think in this case, as you know, there have been dozens and dozens of court cases that have been debunked.
Debunked?
The President of the United States is sitting in the Oval Office, engaging and governing the country. And obviously, we have moved forward even more than we were prior to the inauguration in proceeding in delivering on what the American people decided
on. Oh, yeah. No. You're right, Jen. You're right. I mean, you guys have killed like 60,000 jobs. What's the number at this point?
I think it was 100.
100,000. Oh, we definitely know he's president. I mean, there's no denying that. And I hate to say this because I've been trying to be nice, but I gotta say the ums, it's rough. There's a lot of ums in there. I don't speak. Hey, before you all come at me, okay? I know I don't speak perfect English. I get that. I get a lot of grief about it. My grammar's not always A+. But it's hard to ignore the ums.
If your job is to speak in public, you can have the occasional you can have the occasional
I was going to say, isn't that my job?
You can even script out pauses. I worked with a host one time who scripted out his entire thing. He even scripted his pauses. You can do all that stuff. But if it's your job, you can't Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez can do that on Instagram. You as the press secretary cannot do that.
And I the bigger question I have, and we will take your calls. I see you guys lining up, 844-500-4242, is they're still trying to convince people of this narrative that all Trump supporters are crazy and there was no election fraud and this was all a crazy big lie and there's no way to prove it. And it's fine that they think that, but why not just move on from it? But instead, they have to beat it into us over and over and over again. You're liars. This was all a big lie. It's like thou doth protest too much. We get it. If it's this big of a lie, move on. Continue on your agenda to help the trees and kill the jobs, whatever the agenda might be. Lord knows they have enough points on their plans, the Green New Deal. Get to it then. But this whole thing about, oh, are you afraid it's going to incite another riot? Well, let's be adults here. This is getting really, really pathetic. Speaking of pathetic, I do want to circle back to the Lincoln Project. We had a guest on yesterday, Ryan Gerdersky. He gave a great interview about the Lincoln Project and how these lowlifes are finally starting to get what's been coming to them for a long time. Karma is catching
up.
Chris Hansen is not far away. He's on standby for John Weaver. And Jared just showed me something. I wasn't going to get to this piece today. We have a lot to go over. But then I saw what Jared pointed out, and I thought, you know what? I might read this. It's from American Greatness. It's by Julie Kelly. But first, Jared, tell us what is going on now with the Lincoln Project. What is their next project?
Their next project is to attack Publix, the grocery chain.
Which is an awesome grocery chain. When I'm in Palm Beach, haven't been in a while, but when I'm there, I always get sushi from Publix. Absolutely delicious. Clean as a whistle. The workers are all very nice. I love it there. Great cheese section.
And you wonder why would the Lincoln Project be attacking a supermarket chain?
I don't even wonder why, because I know they like to cancel things, but sure, tell us.
Well, it came out, I guess this was January 30th. Apparently, according to Yahoo News, Publix grocery heiress was the top funder of the January 6th pro-Trump rally that preceded the Capitol riot. So she didn't fund the riot. She funded the rally, the Keep America or Save America rally or whatever it was called. She was a top funder of the rally.
And you'd think, and this is what kills me. It's always the people or the groups that are coming hot off of their own controversy that waste no time in getting back on the cancel culture. It's like people who were canceled a week ago get on board when someone else gets canceled. So you guys just got exposed for being a group that was created or founded by a pervert.
You like popsicles?
A guy. That always throws me off. That guy's voice is so creepy. A guy who was sending direct messages to Ryan Gerdersky said probably 100 kids. 100 young men, I should say. One of them was 14. So very strange. And yet, they waste no time. Next day, we're taking on Publix. No. Rick Wilson and Steve Schmidt. That is where I draw the line. You can dox lawyers of Trump. You shouldn't, but I know you're going to do it. You can cancel me. You can cancel my friends, but you leave Publix alone. That place is awesome. Awesome. Great sandwiches. fresh deli meat. And these guys who are in, I'm not even going to say it's 24 hours ago that they got canceled. They're in the midst of their cancellation, have the gall to call out Publix. When we get back on the other side, I'm going to read you this great piece. It's called The Lincoln Project Lowlifes and Their Enablers. And it perfectly puts into perspective how gross these people are. 844-500-4242. Call in. Let us know what you think. What do you think of these White House press briefings? I'm sure we're going to get more questions as the show rolls on. That's the beautiful thing about having this time slot, Jared, is we're going to get to play these fresh out the oven. Every time Jen Psaki has a doozy, we get to play it. We're the first ones. Guys, if you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, stop what you're doing. Take a minute, because you must try Genesis 950 first. You don't want to go and get a brand new carpet. That's expensive. The reviews for this Genesis 950 are amazing. It's one product that actually works. With water, it breaks down the bonds of stains and odors, so they're gone for good. Its antibacterial component moves pet odors from carpet and padding. It can be used in a carpet cleaning machine, and it's green, so it's safe for you and your whole family. Genesis 950 is made in America. I am all about that right now. I'm really trying. You have to sometimes make an effort to buy things that are made in America, and with this, you know you're getting the best product and you're supporting your country. If you are tired of pet cleaners that don't work, it's time to buy Genesis 950. 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. But Genesis 950 is not just for pet stains. I don't even have a pet. I use it for bathrooms, kitchens, floors, upholstery, grease stains. Consider Genesis 950 before purchasing new carpets. Genesis 950 has great customer service. Order 1 gallon direct at genesis950.com to receive a free spray bottle, free shipping, and a $10 coupon using code, this is the key, guys, using code GRACE. That's genesis950.com. Coupon only available for 1 gallon purchase. Genesis 950, much cheaper than replacing your carpets. We will be back on the other side with your calls, 844-500-4242. I'm Grace, and this is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I am going to read you guys a little bit about the Lincoln Project, and we do have more sound from Jen Psaki. She's having a press conference right now. But before we get to all that exciting news, February is recognized as American Heart Month. Celebrate your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. And also, though, it's not just for your heart. It's really good for your circulation. Jared, you had an experience this weekend, which I think people would be interested in.
Yeah, I did. I noticed going back a couple months, my hands were always cold. The rest of me wasn't cold, but my hands were cold.
Sign of bad circulation.
And I couldn't really figure it out. And then a couple weeks ago, the shipment of Superbeats came in. So I started doing the Superbeats, you know, one before the show, one after the show. And I didn't really pay attention to my hands anymore, just because there was no anything. And this weekend I was sitting around at home and I realized that my hands were cold and I was wondering what was going on. I realized the Superbeats were at work and I had not taken my Superbeats. So they do help with circulation.
They do. I have bad circulation in my feet and they definitely help with that. Buy a bag of Superbeats Heart Chews and get a second for 50% off plus free shipping when you make your purchase at getsuperbeats.com/grace. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Should kids get snow days when doing remote learning?
Yes. A snow day is a snow day is a snow day. They're vital for everyone.
72% of the audience says no.
My sister used to get cold days when it was too cold out. She was telling me that yesterday. So if cold days are good, snow days are still good.
Well, in California, they have heat days when the heat index gets gets too hot or it's too hot in the schools and they don't have air conditioning or something like that.
Sometimes you just don't want to go to school, and that's okay. So I do want to read a little bit here from the Lincoln Project. The Trump era has spawned an abundance of show clowns clowning either for or against the president. This is from American Greatness. It's by Julie Kelly. One can't help but wonder what the country did to deserve the likes of Anthony Scaramucci, Michael Avenatti, and Anna Navarro, all foisted upon us at the same time. I've often wondered that. So it's appropriate and gratifying to see the Lincoln Project, the poisonous outlet co-founded by George Conway, the corpulent husband of Kellyanne, now drowning in its own droppings amid confirmation of one of Washington's worst-kept secrets. Co-founder John Weaver is a closet homosexual who preys on young men, some as young as 14. According to a New York Times expose published over the weekend, nearly two dozen men said Weaver, who is married with two children, for years sent unsolicited and sexually provocative messages online to young men, often while suggesting he could get them to work in politics. Weaver mostly attempted to lure his prospects via direct messaging on Twitter. We talked all about this yesterday. The interview with Ryan Gruduski is extremely informative. Everyone should check it out. You can go to gracecurlyshow.com. to see that whole interview. Like other never Trump shticks, a former Republican or disgruntled conservative acts as the anti-Trump foil on CNN or in the Washington Post, as I detail in my book. Lincoln Project hoodlums revitalize stalled careers by relentlessly and viciously attacking the former president, his family, his administration, and his supporters in Congress. This slime machine includes losing campaign advisor Rick Wilson and losing campaign manager Steve Schmidt. They spend most of their time making threats on Twitter and cable news shows. Last month, Schmidt warned he will punish pro-Trump Republicans. They will not write their history, Schmidt claimed. We will write their history, and their shame will last forever. They are carved like etching into granite. Granite onto history's list of villains in the country. Twitter locked the project's account in November after it doxed two lawyers representing Trump in election fraud lawsuits. Ben Howe, the group's video editor, was fired last July for a series of sexist tweets. These are not good people. In fact, the Lincoln Project, formed in late 2019, represents everything that's toxic about American politics at this moment. It's a seek and destroy mission executed by the very worst sort of people. People not content to play the traditional role of political agitator, but instead are the sort who get off harassing, threatening, and bullying people into silence or submission. No one at the Lincoln Project offers anything of value. They're cruel and stupid. Ugly on the inside and out. While they undoubtedly consider themselves fierce political assassins, Lincoln Project lowlifes are more like aging trailer park prostitutes who perform any trick for cash and affection. They've written books and earned speaking fees. It's only a matter of time until one is named an adjunct professor at Georgetown. All supported Joe Biden for president. She goes on to talk about all the fawning coverage they've received in the press. With Trump out of the White House, Lincoln Project grifters are trying to keep the profitable gig afloat. The Lincoln Project not only defiles the name of a great American president, it routinely defecates on the great American tradition of politics. Trump once called Never Trumpers human scum. They are, in fact, human sludge. It's not an overstatement to say the country would be better off without the Lincoln Project. Really good piece. Strong piece.
The subtlety jumped out at.
Yes. Julie Kelly was not mincing words there. I actually jumped around a little bit, and I made it a little bit more radio-friendly for our sake. But very good piece. You can find that at American Greatness. When we get back, guys, I'll be taking your calls. I see you guys waiting there. I also want to talk a little bit about Mark Zuckerberg. Project Veritas has a new leaked video. I don't know how those guys do it. They get them out every single day almost. I'm Grace. We'll be right back with the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. I've been promising to get to some calls. So first, I'm going to take Walter. Walter, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. What's going on, Walter?
Hi, Grace. How are you today?
I'm good. What's going on?
Grace, I just wanted to make a point. You know, I think my opinion is, of course, that the Biden administration has really painted themselves into a corner, because it seems like no matter what they could do to correct any kind of situation, even if it means trying to get the press secretary to do things more Trump-like, you know, to be more aggressive, it'll be taken as something that goes against the way they are and looking more and more and more like Trump. And it's something that they're going to be so adverse to that they won't be able to do it. It's like this administration is going to be sort of hamstrung for this entire existence.
Right, because no matter how much they would like to deny it, the fact is the Trump administration did a lot of good things. I've seen a lot of articles about that while Trump was, Ben Shapiro put it really well. He said Trump was an abnormal personality, but he did a lot of normal things. And when you're trying so hard, this has been, Walter, their problem for the last 4 years. When you're trying so hard to go against every single thing a person does, it never works. Because what you have to do is you have to have your own moral compass. And I'm not trying to get righteous. I'm just saying, if you're a politician, it's easier to stand for something and not get swayed either way and say, this is what I stand for. And if Trump agrees with it, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you say, oh, good, that's something I believe in, too. We can work together. But that's not how they operated. They operated off of, let's see what he says and we'll do the exact opposite. And to your point, Walter, now that they're in charge, they are going to try very hard to make sure they do nothing that Trump would have wanted, nothing to move his agenda forward. And it stinks for the rest of us, because guess what? His agenda was great for our 401ks. His agenda was great for the economy. His agenda was great for black unemployment. And for them to try so hard to go the exact opposite, it explains why gas prices are going to be higher and why jobs are being lost and why climate change is more important than absolutely everything else and why common sense is thrown out the window. Walter, it's a great point, and I thank you for the call. 844-500-4242. I love calls like that, because it makes me realize that other people are seeing this as well. Because sometimes, I mean, not to quote Zoolander, but you do feel like you're taking crazy pills. It's like, is everybody seeing this or is it just me? Jared, we do have some Jen Psaki sounds.
Yes, we do.
And all I've been told about this, because it's fresh, it's right off the presses, is that it has to do with one of Jared's favorite subjects, which is Space Force.
The president has made a decision on keeping the scope of Space Force.
Wow, Space Force. It's the plane of today. It is an interesting question. I am happy to check with our Space Force point of contact. I'm not sure who that is. I will find out and see if we have any update on that.
Okay. It is a branch of the military. So you are actively, let's be honest, mocking a branch of the military.
Yeah.
You don't know who the advisor to Space Force is. I'm sure they must have a seat at the Pentagon. I'm sure there must be, I mean, they have a command structure. That's the type of thing you should know.
She kind of said it like it was made up.
Space Force.
Ooh, she just ticked off the wrong space fan.
That was kind of like what Biden is like, clap you stupid whatevers. You know, that she kind of pulled that moment there.
And do we have another one?
Oh, yes. We have some sass from Head on a Swivel. Jen Psaki.
Is the $15 minimum wage a must-have for this White House in any final package?
Well, Phil, I should have also brought you up here to just talk about how a bill becomes a law, because
I have a 17-part reconciliation instructions question.
Oh, good. I can't wait. We'll all tune in for it.
She's trying so hard to kind of be buddy-buddy with these people. It's okay to just give a straight answer. And it comes off as so disingenuous and so sneaky, you know, like, oh, she can't just be herself. She can't just tell you what's going on. So she has to be a little bit funny and she has to tease them a little bit. Really uncomfortable. And I don't know how long that can last. I think she's in her own head now. I think she gave away the game yesterday when she talked about conservative Twitter at the podium. That's something Kayleigh McEnany would have never done. And I don't think Kayleigh McEnany, I'm sure now her saying to that guy, I'll have you come up and explain how a bill becomes a law. That's sassy when she does it. It's funny. It's a Psaki bomb on Twitter. Hashtag don't mess with Jen Psaki. You're going to get a Psaki bomb. If Kayleigh McEnany did that same thing, she would have been dangerous. She would have been disrespectful. She would have been dishonoring the White House press corps. But if it were not for dieable standards, the Democrats would have no standards at all. Now, I do want to keep going with this. If we get any more sound, Jared, please keep me abreast of the situation. I want to talk about Mark Zuckerberg a little bit here, though. I do think it's a big story. Anytime Project Veritas comes out with something, it's usually pretty good. So this is a leaked phone call, and Mark Zuckerberg says what we've all known for a long time. He admits that Facebook has too much power and also that he wants to help Biden's agenda. It's amazing how many of these big tech guys, they want to help Biden. Amazon, right after Biden became president, wanted to help with the vaccine rollout. You know, Facebook execs, they want to help. Jack Dorsey, I mean, he helped Biden the most. He took Trump off Twitter. And he didn't let the Hunter Biden stories go on the New York Post Twitter. He by far has to be Biden's number one guy. But let's play some of this sound here. This is the Facebook exec, and this is a leaked call. Jared, I think we'll start from the top. This is cut 4.
We have a system that is able to freeze commenting on threads in cases where our systems are detecting that there may be a thread that has hate speech or violence sort of in the comments. These are all things we've built over the past 3-4 years as part of our investments into the integrity space or efforts to protect elections.
All right, let's keep going. That was obviously very 1984 scary, you know, hate speech. And that's the problem with hate speech is hate speech today is, you know, something they don't, violence of some sort, or, you know, you've seen it on Twitter. I get hate speech
all
the time.
Twitter is.
Twitter is hate speech. But tomorrow it could be as much as, you know, I'm pro-life. We consider that hate speech. So we're going to have to freeze this thread. Let's do cut 5.
I wonder whether or not we can use Oculus to help a white police officer understand what it feels like to be a young black man who's stopped and searched and arrested by the police. And I want every major decision to run through a civil rights lens.
I want every major decision to run through a civil rights lens. This is, remember when Facebook was about like seeing pictures of people, like your aunt commenting on your photos? These big tech guys, they are running the universe, and it should scare everyone. Barry Weiss yesterday in a column for the New York Post, she listed everyone it should scare. And it was so perfect. She was like libertarians, progressives, Joe Rogan stans, Trump supporters, anti-Trumpers. It should scare everyone how much power these people have to cancel you, to dox you, to silence you, to censor you. All right, this is cut 6.
In his first day, President Biden already issued a number of executive orders on areas that we as a company really care quite deeply about.
Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but a company's a company. I don't think it sounds great that the company cares deeply about a president's executive actions, unless it's something to do with the company. But in general, like what executive action did he take that Facebook feels deeply about? The Keystone Pipeline, maybe, because they think they're going to have like an influx of coders. Cut 7.
These completely shocking events of the last 24 hours, I think, have clearly demonstrated that the president intends to use his remaining time in office to undermine the peaceful and lawful transition of power to his elected successor, Joe Biden.
Obviously, you can tell that Zuckerberg, he has a very distinct voice. Cut 8.
But I also have to say that I thought that President Biden's inaugural address was very good. And I appreciate both what he said about unity and the challenges ahead, but also his plain spoken style. And I think that these were all important and positive steps. And I am looking forward to opportunities where Facebook is going to be able to work together.
Of course.
With this new administration.
I just have to say, I always picture myself in one of these Zoom meetings and just Howie Carr at the Whitey Bulger hearing, just rolling my eyes into the back of my head. I would last 40 seconds on one of these calls. I wouldn't be able to be quiet. I'd be like, ugh, are you kidding me, Zuck? Come on, man. And this administration he's talking about, this real brilliant, brilliant Joe Biden who's going to come in and unify us all after the snow day, of course. You know, once the dusting of snow leaves D.C., he's going to get back to restoring the soul of America. Let's take a listen to him in all his glory. This is Cut 18.
Expect these additional 200 million doses to be delivered this summer. And some of it will come as early, begin to come in early summer, but by the midsummer that this vaccine will be there. And the order and that increases the total vaccine order in the United States by 50% from 400 million order to 600 million. This is enough vaccine to fully vaccinate 300 Americans by end of the summer, the beginning of the fall. But we want to make, look, that's, I want to repeat, it'll be enough to fully vaccinate 300 Americans.
Do you have chills, Mark Zuckerberg? I have chills. I have chills at this man. He is able to put into words so gracefully and so beautifully his plans. He articulates it in such a way. I have a tingle going up my leg. Anyway, guys, my friends at Eden Pure have done it again. Starting today, you can get the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. I'm holding it up right now. At the lowest price offered to my listeners with code word GRACE, the Thunderstorm is available for under $90. And this is my favorite part. The shipping is free. If you're like me or if you're like Howie, that shipping kills you. And you want the free shipping, you're going to get it. This New Year sale is for 1 week only. And while supplies last, the Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand. I'm doing that right now. And you can plug it into the wall to purify the air from any odor. This could be pet odor, kitchen smells, tobacco, or that damp smell you may have in your basement. Jared made a really good point earlier. A lot of people are shoveling. You've got wet clothes in your house now. You're coming in and out of the house. It can start to smell kind of funky and dirty. Turn this sucker on and you'll feel so much better. The house will smell fresh. It won't smell like anything. It will smell like it just rained, that really good clean smell. You're going to think to yourself, why didn't I order the Thunderstorm a long time ago? The Thunderstorm doesn't take up floor space. It's quiet. No air filters are needed, which means less work for you, which is always a good thing. Take advantage of this 1 week only sale and experience for yourself what all the listeners are raving about. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word GRACE. That's EdenPure.com, code word GRACE. Shipping is free. We will be right back with Howard Lawrence Carr. Do not go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You can call her late for dinner. Just don't call her Gracie. It's the Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's working for you.
I'm like Bette Midler and For the Boys. I've got to keep the troops entertained.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I'm so excited to introduce the one and only Howard Lawrence Carr. Thank you for being with us, Howie.
Thank you for having me, Grace.
The first thing I wanted to talk to you about, Howie, was something that I know is going to really disappoint you, and I don't want you to be too upset because I'm sure they'll turn things around. But CNN primetime ratings have crashed 44% in the first week of the Biden era. And I just wanted to get your direct reaction. Tell us what you think.
It couldn't happen to a nicer bunch, and I can't wait. It'll be a sad moment for American journalism when CNN Airport goes off the air in another couple of months. That should plummet their ratings even further, right?
No, exactly. And Howie, you know what the saddest part is? You know who really took the biggest hit?
Fredo?
Yes, Fredo Cuomo.
Oh, no. Bigger hit than Don Limon?
I guess so. And then because Fredo is Rachel Maddow's lead, and I believe, or no, is that, those? That can't be true.
You know, I'd like to coin a phrase for Fredo's ratings drop.
What's that?
He died. Who cares?
Exactly. And that's the problem, Howie, is that now people are applauding Jake Tapper for bringing up Andrew Cuomo, and they're saying, like, oh, Jake Tapper is really holding Andrew Cuomo's feet to the fire. I'm like, Jake Tapper is on the same network that let this guy come on day after day,
right,
pretending he was doing a great job.
Right, a sad, pallid impersonation of the Smothers Brothers.
Exactly, exactly. Howie, also, oh, here we go. Among viewers 25 to 54, the decline may have hit Cuomo primetime the hardest at 9 p.m., where the audience fell by more than half. As a result, the Rachel Maddow show on MSNBC captured the hourly lead in the hour, despite a decline of its own. The only program that didn't see a downturn was Fox News's 8 p.m. slot, Tucker Carlson Tonight, which showed a very slight increase versus the previous week. Mm-hmm. So CNN did a lot worse than MSNBC. And I'm just wondering if they're going to be able to survive without Trump. Although they'll probably have a nice little bump up, Howie, with all this impeachment shenanigans.
Do you really think so, Grace? I can you get excited about this stuff?
No.
I mean, this is I never was a big wrestling fan because I figured, you know, they were going to do whatever they were going to do. And I had no impact and there was no excitement. I mean, how is their excitement? You know how it's going to turn out, right?
Yeah, I went to a wrestling event one time at the Garden with my brothers when I was younger. And I remember standing in the audience and I said very loudly, I don't understand why everyone's screaming. Don't they know it's fake? And I swear, Howie, the place went dead silent. Everyone was staring at me. My brother was like, why would you ever say that here? Anyway, I have another story, Howie, I think might warm your heart. San Francisco teacher writes an op-ed, Bernie Sanders' mittens are a lesson in white privilege.
Really?
Yes.
I thought they were a lesson in socialist destruction of the economy because people wanted to get the mittens after they saw them. And they wrote to this woman and reached out to her. And apparently she's gone out of business because taxes were too high. I mean, isn't that the real lesson here?
Yes, no. But this Ingrid Sayar-Ochi, a former UC Berkeley professor, wrote in the San Francisco Chronicle that the Vermont senator's choice of recycled wool mittens was integrated into her class discussion on U.S. diversity and discrimination. So this is her thought process.
I got another one for you, Grace. Did you see this from San Francisco?
What?
Have you discovered they've discovered a new outbreak of racism.
Does it have
acronyms
to do with the mittens? Oh,
acronyms. Yes.
Go
and
on.
An acronym, like if you, I don't know if LOL is an acronym or STFU, but apparently non-English speaking people don't know what that stands for. So you shouldn't use acronyms, and they're going to weed them out of San Francisco municipal government at every level.
I like acronyms. I don't understand all of them. You know, sometimes I have to have my younger sister explain some because.
Yeah, no, me too. Me too. You know, I can't. I look them up. I go, what does dot mean? I look it up and question mark and then I figure it out.
Yeah.
Most of the time I say,
me,
I'm not going to use that because it's stupid.
One of the ones that confuses me a lot is WFH, work from home, or not suitable for work, NFSW. But they do get confusing, but I use LOL all the time. LOL, OMG, IDK, my BFF Jill. These are all pretty common. Howie, what can people expect to see on your show today? Any big guests lined up?
I guess you could say our guest is the state trooper in his hearing today up in New Hampshire. It just got over. They're going to keep him in jail for another week. They're not going to let him out on bail. His lawyer was begging. He said he was a peaceful husband, even though he tried to strangle his girlfriend. He's a peaceful husband, but the judge wasn't having any of it, so he's going to stay locked up.
Oh, it's wow!
You can read the whole affidavit at HowieCarshow.com, HowieCarshow.com. And Taylor took a lovely picture of the state trooper, and he's wearing a mask and an orange jumpsuit now. I think it could be the Christmas card for the state police.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, everyone, make sure you tune in to Howie's show. He's going to be going over that. And I'm sure he'll have some more Jen Psaki clips by the time he goes on air. Thank you so much for joining us today, guys. Come back tomorrow with all. We'll have more news and more to get to. This is The Grace Curley Show.